Welcome to the first podcast. Now, do I really want to call it that? Not really. Just welcome to the first reading of all these articles. I'm hoping you enjoy this. I truly do like the writing part more than anything else. It has really gotten past video making at this point. One, it takes a lot of time and money in video editing, which, unless I've been bought by USAID, which me and quite a few other creators have not been bought. So yeah, we all struggle. This is where we're at, and you guys get to enjoy a little bit of freedom that apparently money is not buying. I have to laugh. That is where we're at these days. But you know what? I'm hoping you enjoy this as much as I do. So let's get started. Just understand that all of these articles that I write is basically me trying to help you see from other people's perspective. That's it. I'm not really taking a stance on any narrative that's out there. It's helping you to look at it from different angles. So the first one, body language is human behavior. Many of the articles you have been reading focus on behavior. Body language is best understood and interpreted by studying behavior. Source is Mehrabian A, 1971, Silent Messages, Implicit Communication of Emotions and Attitude. End source. It is where emotives are seen and understood, which leads to identifying personalities and the ability of the person watching to predict behaviors and patterns, and whether a person is good or evil. Source, Piece A, Piece B, 2004, The Definitive Book of Body Language. I have said many times in my videos that you must look at people from their perspective, not your own. What is important to them? How do they view the world? Why do they view the world that way? So much information is unavailable. If you can't observe outside of yourself, in the old days, it was called empathy. But that is the result of a consumer-based economy. Source, Bauman Z, 2000, Liquid Modernity, end source. When your ability to survive and thrive is dependent on convincing others to buy products based on wants and manipulated needs, as a person, empathy is a disability. Have you noticed how few people get upset over death these days? When babies are born, is anyone genuinely excited? When good things happen to others, is the feeling of joy competing with the feeling of envy? We have all been desensitized and taught self over others. Source, Twins J.M. and Campbell W.K. 2009, The Narcissist Epidemic, end source. In reading articles about behavior and watching people, from their understanding, we can build our empathy muscle. Yes, you will hear me sound retarded at times. Not to be taken advantage of, but to rebuild our families and town square communities. Source, Putnam, RD 2000, Bullying Alone, The Collapse and Revival of American Community. End source. Sympathy versus empathy. Sympathy and empathy both refer to caring, to a caring response to another person's emotional state. But a distinction between them is typically made, while sympathy is a feeling of sincere concern for someone who is experiencing something difficult or painful. Empathy involves actively sharing in the other person's emotional experience. Next article, loyalty or faith. I've been watching the behavior of the Trump administration. There's no real moment that says this is the tell. It is more of a series of 100 small interviews that concern me. I'm not a Q fan, although I do believe that Q was and is an asset that was used to wake up masses and keep them docile at the same time. Trust the plan. Don't react to all the crimes you see. In that regard, you have faith that Trump will punish and make right what was done to us. However, as time marches and crimes are exposed, firings occur. No one is being punished. None of the criminals are having their ill-gotten gains confiscated. Congress is marching as if consequences don't exist. The tells of Congress say, this is a show. The tells from Trump are a show. At this point, why do we still need a show? The numbers are heavily in support of prosecuting all criminals. I think that they are purposely putting on a show because something far worse is coming. A rat in a cage will not worry about its food supply if a cat is actively fighting a dog through the glass. While we are all distracted, a great reset will happen. The heroes we depend on may not be the heroes. They are just keeping you from losing your shit. Netanyahu and the White House arrival. At the writing of this, it is unclear if there will even be a press conference. But this arrival has Trump standing strong. BB has very slightly hunched himself in a submissive style to Trump. In the past, BB has tried to stretch himself to his full height to Trump. I'm betting BB has summoned, or was summoned, to the White House. And to add to that, it's not in the written article, but to add to that, because apparently they did have a press conference. And when I was watching that, he did look visibly, talking about BB here, upset. In the sense of very uncomfortable, constantly looking around. Trump was not his ally in that regard. I did hear about him having a secret meeting with Tim Pool and a bunch of other creators, you know, who are probably getting USAID money. But I don't know if I would call that a good or bad sign. Because in a power vacuum, someone always takes the power. And it may not be what you like. So unless we start seeing what's going on a little bit more than what we are, I'm gonna be a little leery. Next article. And the last one. When does disability become welfare? Hold on to your britches. It's not that bad. Like I said, all of this is to help you see from other perspectives. I personally know many people, including family, who game the military disability system to their benefit. They don't look at it as welfare or fraud. They believe they are owed for their service. I should explain that none of the people I know ever did any combat. They have gamed the system and all have full-time jobs, some in nursing, some in other government jobs, some in manufacturing, and some as entrepreneurs. The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, VA, runs the Military Disability Compensation Program to support veterans injured during service. It's designed to offset the loss of earning capacity caused by service-connected conditions. Think physical injuries like a blown-out knee or mental health issues like PTSD. Or one I didn't add is, you know, the shot. But I digress. The VA assigns a disability rating from 0 to 100% in 10% increments based on how severe the condition is and how much it hampers your ability to work. For 2025, a single veteran with no dependents gets $175.51 a month at 10%. $1,102 a month, 4 cents at 50%, and $3,831.30 at 100%. Higher ratings or dependents bump that up. Here's the kicker. Unlike Social Security disability, which cuts off if you earn too much, VA benefits don't decrease just because you're working. The idea is that the payment compensates for the injury's impact, not your current income. So a veteran rated 50% disabled could pocket over $1,000 monthly from the VA while pulling a full-time salary. To get benefits, you file a claim with evidence like medical records or service docs, linking your condition to your military time. Some game the system by exaggerating symptoms or piling on minor ailments to hit a higher rating, since multiple conditions get combined, not just added, using a special VA formula. Now, without snitching on these people, the formula they use to maximize benefit is to complain about a body part and get treatment for said part. For example, I have one family member injured via his foot. He was jumping over a picnic table at a technical training school, showing off for a girl. Not because his CEO told him to. He just was a fool and jumped over the picnic table. Years later, as he was planning on getting out, he complained about the foot to have an operation so that it would count towards his disability claim. This is just one example. He was willing to get an operation on what he said was an injury from 5 years previous. So what does disabled mean if you're cashing VA checks and still clocking in a job? My family maxed out their disability rating, yet they're out there working steady jobs. They're not bedridden or broke. They're thriving. It makes you wonder, is the system broken or just built this way? The VA's logic is that disability pay isn't welfare. It's compensation for what service took out of you. Whether or not you can still hustle, a guy with 50% rating might limp through life but still grind on a paycheck. Fair enough. But when someone's banking max benefits and living better than most, it feels less like justice and more like a loophole. The rub is there is no income cap or work test. Once you're rated, the money flows. Maybe that's why those vets push for every percentage point they can get. It's not fraud if the rules allow it, right? Still is a question hanging. If you're disabled, but you're doing fine, is this really helping? The bigger picture. My family is not alone in this. The VA paid out over $125 billion in disability compensation in 2024, supporting more than 5 million veterans, a number that's been climbing fast. Claims have spiked in recent years with over 2 million new applications in 2023 alone, fueled by expanded eligibility like the PACT Act for burn pit exposure and vets getting savvier about stacking conditions for higher ratings. A 2021 report found nearly 1 in 5 VA disability recipients had ratings of 70% or higher, pulling in thousands monthly. How many of them are working full-time like my relatives? The VA doesn't track that, but with no income cap on benefits, it's a safe bet plenty are. This isn't just a loophole. It's baked into the system. Disability pay started as a lifeline for vets to broken to work after wars like the World War II. But today, it's morphed into something else. A permanent bonus for service scars, earned or not. Critics say it's bloated. GAO audits have flagged billions for overpayments and questionable claims. Defenders argue it's a sacred debt to those who served. Either way, when vets with desk jobs or small businesses rake in max benefits for old injuries, it's hard not to see a disconnect. The average American scraping by might wonder why their taxes fund a guy with tinnitus and a six-figure salary. Maybe the real issue isn't the vets gaming it. It's the system that's lost sight of what disabled was supposed to mean. Well, I hope you enjoyed our first article reading. A little bit of, just my quirks that I put into everything. See you next week.